content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District 31L newsletter for the month of November 2021. Let's start out with a message from your district governor, Kenneth Beach. I was recently talking with another governor from a different state about club membership. After we talked of the COVID problem, with its effect on club meetings, we started comparing club activities. We started to talk of a club with about 15 members in their town. They decided this past spring to have a beautification activity. On a sunny Saturday morning, the club members arrived at the town green. The crew began by collecting trash dumped over in the winter. With the raised flower beds there, they scraped off the chipped paint and repainted the bed walls. A few of the members with green thumbs started planting flowers. The reason I'm telling the story of this club is that the members all wore their vests. Homeowners living around the green were watching these lions at work. After about a half hour into the project, one homeowner came over and asked to help. Neighbors started to come in to help, one at a time. By the time the project was finished, six neighbors had joined in helping. These six neighbors were invited to join the Lions for their dinner meeting. As it happens, four of the members joined the Lions Club. The reason I'm retelling this story is to make a point. You have heard us talk of new members needed, as well as the importance of projects for your club. By wearing your vest at a club project, you are letting the members of the community know who the Lions are, as well as letting them know you believe in your community. The pandemic has really put us behind the eight ball. It is so important to get ourselves back in gear. It's time for our clubs to start meeting once again, and once meeting, to hold projects to let our communities know who we are. I know that many of our older members are afraid due to COVID. As you can see by my picture, I am in the older crowd of Lions. I have gotten my vaccine and believe in its ability to help keep me safe. And next, we have a message from your first Vice District Governor, Marilyn Wunderler. Fellow Lions, November is upon us, and so is our District 31L Fall Convention, scheduled for November 19th to 20, 2021. To the clubs and individual Lions who placed an ad in our annual program book, I am very grateful for your support. We need gift baskets and various items for the live auction, which is held at the Fall Convention. I am asking clubs to consider donating for this fundraising event. Please keep in mind that all proceeds go towards Brighter Visions. There will be a hospitality suite open to all convention attendees on Friday the 19th from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. and on Saturday the 20th from 1 to 4 p.m. The Lingerton Lions Club will make sure that the suite is stocked with plenty of goodies to eat and drink. If your club would like to donate to assist with the purchase of food, drink, and supplies to stock the hospitality suite, that certainly would be appreciated. An additional date to remember this month is the NCLI Board and Council of Governors meeting, November 12th to 14th. On Tuesday, November 9th, I have been asked to do a presentation to Atrium Health's Faith Community Health Ministry regarding the services our Lions clubs provide to their local communities. Atrium Health's Faith Community Health Ministry promotes better health through education, access to health care, and encouragement towards wellness and wholeness for Lincoln County and surrounding communities. My hope is that the ministry will partner with our Lincolnton Lions Club and other local Lions clubs that are interested in support of their club community services. Hats off to Zone 8, Zone Chair Dawson Hart, and Zone 9, Zone Chair Eric Killian, for an awesome club get-together featuring a barbecue and celebration of friendship at Camp Dogwood, Cheryl's Ford. During the event, Zone Chair Eric Killian installed a new member, Kim Bryson, of the Claremont Lions Club. Congratulations to Kim. To my Lions friends, hope to see you all at the 31L Fall District Convention, and I wish all of you a blessed Thanksgiving holiday. And now from 2nd Vice District Governor Susan Fernandez. Hello, District 31L Lions. The second half of September and October continued to be busy with a last-minute push on getting ads for a fall convention, which is rapidly approaching, visiting more clubs, Zone 4 meetings, finding ways to increase memberships, and creative service projects. It was wonderful hearing what the clubs have been doing and what is planned for the future. I was welcomed with open arms for my visit with the Hendersonville Club, and President Debbie Bell provided a great lunch. Lion Kathy did a great job with her first Zone 4 meeting. There were lions from each club in the zone. It was very interactive, and the theme of the meeting was to share ideas on how to increase memberships. Visited the Pisgah Forest, Davidson River, combined meeting with Lion Kathy Nichols, Zone 4 chair, in October. Great to see everyone and hear what is planned for the future. Before we know it, the District 31L Fall Convention will be here. Please be sure to sign up at ASAP if you have not done so already. We are looking forward to seeing everyone and having a successful and fun convention. A safe and happy Thanksgiving to all of our Lions and their families and friends. And here's news from Zone 8 and 9. The Zone 8 and 9 host Zone Cookout, Family Fun Day, and new member induction. A ceremony at Camp Dogwood on Saturday, October 9th, a huge success. From Cheryl's Ford, what does a cookout, cornhole competition, gag door prizes, and new member induction ceremony have in common? The answers to these questions and more occurred on Saturday, October 9th, Zone 8 and Zone 9, Dual Zone Cookout and Family Fun Day. In addition to eating hot dog and hamburgers grilled by Lions Dawson and Scott from the Longview Lions Club, all Lions, their spouses, grandchildren, and other special guests stood in line to be served their plates by Lions Doris, Newton's Lions Club in Zone 8, Lions Diane and Connie Sue of the Claremont Lions Club in Zone 8, Lions Janice and Kathy of St. Stephen's Lions Club in Zone 8, and Lion Elizabeth of Longview Lions Club in Zone 9. All plates consisted of a hot dog and hamburger, chili, coleslaw, potato salad, baked beans, soft drink or water, unless otherwise requested. Several Zone 8 and 9 Lions Club members and or their spouses prepared an assortment of homemade sugar and sugar-free desserts, including brownies, banana pudding, cakes, and pies. According to Lion Eric Killian, Zone 8 chairman, there are 6 Lions Clubs in Zone 8, which includes Balls Creek, Claremont, Conover, Newton, and St. Stephen's. 3 out of 6 Lions Clubs in attendance were Claremont, Newton, and St. Stephen's. A total of 18 Lions, spouses, and grandchildren were present. One of the highlights of the afternoon was my inducting Kim Bryson into Lionism as the newest member of the Claremont Lions Club, whose sponsor is her husband, Tim Bryson, Killian proudly said. Following a round of applause at the end of Lion Kim's induction ceremony, she announced her intentions of encouraging her young adult son to become a Lion. According to Lion Dawson Hart, Zone 9 chairman, there are 7 Lions clubs in Zone 8, which includes Granite Falls, Hildebrand, Hudson, Lincolnton, Longview, Rutherford College, and Valdez. 2 out of 7 Lions clubs, which included Lincolnton and Longview, were in attendance. A total of 18 Lions and spouses were present, emphasized Hart. Some Lions dignitaries included VDG 1, Marilyn Wunderler for District 31L and her spouse, Lion Frank from Lincolnton Lions Club, PDG Michael Schwartz from Gastonia Evening Lions Club, Lion Tammy Thomas, Camp Dogwood Director, and Lion Eileen Artavia, Zone 7 Chair from Cheryl's Ford Lion Club. Since Lions Alice Fay and Jim, who extremely active California Lions moved to the Hickory area, they have become active affiliate members in the Longview Lions Club. Lion Alice Fay is past District Cabinet Secretary Treasurer with her California district. In between eating, socializing, taking tours of Camp Dogwood campus, and playing competitive cornhole, Lion Robert Tomlinson, with the Longview Lions Club, gave all Lions and their guests an opportunity to receive 2 free tickets for one of his gag gifts, which included back scratchers, jar lid openers, and a mystery gift. As a result of the positive response for this event and close proximity of Zone 8 and 9 Lions to North Carolina Lions, Incorporated, and Camp Dogwood, there have been discussions of hosting a similar outing in the future. And here's a summary of the assistance for the flooding in Haywood County. The third week of August 2021 will be one that will always be remembered in Haywood County. That is the week that Tropical Storm Fred wreaked havoc on our county. In 2004, our county endured this same fate when a 100-year storm hit our county. However, this time, the devastation and destruction was surpassed. We incurred deaths in our county in addition to property damage. To provide a frame of reference on this storm, the following numbers come from a report from FEMA released on October 10th of 2021. Haywood County, primarily the Crusoe community. 348 Haywood County homeowners and renters have been approved for $1,950,896 in federal grants through FEMA's Individuals and Households Program. This includes $1,667,426 in housing assistance grants for home repair and rental assistance, $283,470 in other needs assistance grants to replace essential household items, and other disaster-related costs. 196 homeowners had been approved for rental assistance. Town of Canton, 298 homeowners and renters have been approved for $735,885 in federal grants through FEMA's Individuals and Households Program. Included in this number is $1,499,063 in housing assistance grants and $236,822 in other needs assistance grants. 160 additional homeowners renters have been approved for assistance but have not yet received funds. 25 survivors have not yet contacted FEMA to start the application process. Town of Clyde, 41 homeowners and renters have been approved for $193,924 for grants through FEMA's Individuals and Households Program. This includes $148,193 in federal grants through FEMA's Individuals and Households Program and $45,731 in other needs assistance grants. 32 homeowners renters have been approved for assistance but have not yet received any funds. So as you can see, it was quite a daunting task in front of us. Our Lions Club knew that, initially, a number of large organizations would send in help. However, we also knew that these organizations would only be here short term. The best example is Hearts with Hands. While they provided great help when they were here, they were only on site for about a week. Knowing this, we wanted to not spend all of the emergency grant funds while those organizations were present. We knew that we would be here for the long haul. To get the best bang for our dollars, we partnered with others to help. Our first partner was Save More Grocery. They provided food that we could purchase at cost. Others had set up food and meal sites, so we also partnered with them. Those were the Community Kitchen and the Crusoe United Methodist Church. Between these two, approximately 130 meals per day were provided for the flood victims. We purchased the food to assist in feeding of the flood victims. We also partnered with Black Bear Cafe to provide 120 meals for flood victims. Finally, we purchased food for individual flood victims who lost everything. In addition to using the emergency grant money, our club has provided the following assistance during the recovery. The first Saturday after the flooding, we distributed 350 cleaning buckets, which included bleach, disinfectant, and brushes, along with 350 personal hygiene kits. We purchased 80 shovels and 20 rakes to help with mud removal. We also purchased a number of large totes for storage of personal items. A number of our members helped with cleanup of individual homes as well as businesses. We had two members whose businesses were greatly impacted by the flood. We partnered with the Town of Canton, the Smoky Mountain News, the United Way, and the award-winning bluegrass group Balsam Range to provide a concert, powered only by generators as power had not been restored, in Sorrels Park in Canton. We were able to raise approximately $36,000, which will be used to supplement the FEMA grants to help those who lost their homes. We anticipated some additional contributions to be added to this amount. We have received approximately $10,000 from Lions Clubs from across North Carolina to help with the recovery. With these additional funds, we have been able to help homeowners who incurred severe damage during the flood. We had a Lions cabin at Camp Hope, which is located in the Crusoe community. Virtually the entire camp was destroyed. Once power is restored to that area and it is deemed safe, we will be working to rebuild the cabin and assist in any way that we can. There is still much to do. The Town of Canton Recreation Park, which included a pool, playground, dog park, and basketball courts, was completely destroyed. We have had conversations with the mayor of Canton about working with the Town of Canton to help replace these facilities. All of the athletic fields for the high school and middle school were severely impacted by the storm. We hope to work on this restoration as well. As you can tell, we still have a long road to recovery in front of us. However, our club has been around since 1938, and we expect to be here for the duration. That's from Max Baumgartner, PCC, Canton Lions Club. And this from Jung-Yul Choi, the international president. It's a good time to induct new members. Entrance fees waived, a $35 savings. Dear club leader, the coronavirus pandemic continues to impact the work of Lions and communities around the world, creating financial hardships for Lions and the people we care for. To support the incredible men and women serving with us, the International Board of Directors passed another resolution to help our clubs in the new Lion year. Here is an overview of the new resolution approved by the Board of Directors. Charter and entrance fees waiver. We have waived all charter and entrance fees from July 1st through December 31st of 2021. Charter and entrance fees are also currently waived through June 30th of 2021. These additional measures will help Lions facing financial hardships and give our clubs the support and encouragement they need during these challenging times. For more than a century, Lions have taken on the greatest challenges facing humanity, and together we will overcome this. The world needs Lions now more than ever, so thank you for your outstanding service and commitment to our communities and the world. Regards, Dr. Jung-Yul Choi. Longview Lions Club Membership Recruitment. Longview Lions Club recognizes the importance of membership recruitment to increased community and blind service and fundraising. This is by Lion Robert A. Tomlinson of the Longview Lions Club. While many of District 31L Lions Club are still recuperating from Zoom meetings, decrease in service projects, fundraising, and membership retention due to pandemic, the Longview Lions Club continues to be proactive. In conjunction with our fall membership recruitment campaign on Saturday, October 23rd, the Longview Lions Club held a Lions Broom and Camp Dogwood raffle ticket sale from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. under our tent in the parking lot at the busy intersection of Highway 321 in Hickory. To publicize our Lions Club fundraiser and membership recruitment campaign, news releases were submitted to the Hickory Daily Record and the Focus newspaper. According to David Bolick, Longview Lions Club membership chairperson, our Lions Club is always on the lookout for dedicated, community-minded men and ladies, 21 years and older, with innovative service projects and fundraising ideas, and seeking to enhance their personal, professional growth and leadership skills to join us. Our Lions Club is the firm believer in passing the torch to the next generation. Membership growth helps to alleviate stress by allowing new members to lend a helping hand, emphasized Bolick. Three future Longview Lions Club service projects include the following. Volunteering monthly throughout the school year on our designated Sunday afternoon at Backpack Program of the Corner Table. The Backpack Program serves students in 34 local schools who face hunger on the weekends in Catawba County. During the school year, over 1,200 children receive a full bag of food. On Saturday, November 6th, the Longview Lions Club will be participating in North Carolina Adopt a Highway Program by picking up trash from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. A rain date will be announced. On Saturday, November 27th and December 4th, the Longview Lions Club will be volunteering and ringing the bell at Salvation Army's Red Kettle Campaign in front of Fresh Air Galaxy Foods, located at 3339 First Avenue Southwest, Hickory, from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Here is some Valdez Lions Club news. New member induction. Dawson Hart inducted Mary Payton to the Valdez Lions Club. Mary is no stranger to the Lions, participating many years at Camp Dogwood as a VIP. Thank you, Lion Matt, another one of our VIPs, and Tail Twister, for bringing Mary on board. Welcome, Mary. Charters of Freedom. August presentation. Ron Lewis, treasurer facilitator, and David Streeter, director of education, gave an enlightening presentation on the Charters of Freedom founded by Vance and Mary Jo Patterson of Foundation Forward. In 2012, Vance had an idea. What if we could duplicate that experience we had in Washington, D.C.? What if we could bring that experience back to the citizens of Burke County, North Carolina? 2 years later, the couple gifted the very first Charters of Freedom setting to the citizens of Burke County. Built to last, Charters of Freedom include replicas of the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, in the exact setup as the National Archive. There are over 30 Charters of Freedoms across 9 states and 12 locations in progress. Valdez will soon be the home of a Charters of Freedom, which will consist of the first Veterans Park. The park, located on the corner of Main Street and Fate Street, is expected to be completed this fall. Foundation Forward's three pillars, access, education, community, highlights their vision to bring the experience of the National Archive, providing educational material as well as transportation for teachers and students to visit a Charters of Freedom setting. They are also building a library where their headquarters on Main Street in Valdez. The Valdez Lions Club and Charters of Freedom will collaborate in the future to translate various educational material into Braille. Thank you, Lion Tamara, for bringing this wonderful organization to our attention. Another item from the Valdez Rotary Club. Longtime resident Paul Mears paid us a visit in September. Paul is the 2021-22 president and has been with the Valdez Rotary Club since 1995. He gave us a rundown of their service projects, their goals for the upcoming year, a little insight into how they have conducted meetings through the past year, along with how their international organization is adjusting to changing times. The Valdez Lions and Rotary Clubs will work together on a service project in March of 2022, making meal packages targeted to go to counties of need. The goal is to put together and distribute 30,000 of these packages. Thank you, Lion Tamara, for introducing Paul Myers and the Valdez Rotary Club to us. We look forward to working together in the future. From the Burke County Board of Elections. Local elections are upcoming, and earlier this month, Debbie Mace, Burke County Board of Elections Coordinator, provided us with very useful information. Here are some important upcoming dates. October 26th, 21, last day to request an absentee ballot by mail. An absentee ballot will allow an individual to vote from home. November 2nd of 2021, Election Day. You can also register and conduct early voting at one of the following locations: the Board of Elections Office in Morganton, Burke County Senior Citizens Center in Morganton, Rutherford College Town Hall, and East Burke Senior Citizens Center and Library in Hildebrand. For more information, contact https://www.ncsbe.gov. Thank you, Lion David, for bringing Debbie Mace in to let us know more about our most important privilege of being an American citizen. The Lincolnton Lions Club is having a raffle to win a beautiful homemade quilt. The drawing will be held December 7th of 2021, and the tickets are only $1 for a chance to win this beautiful homemade quilt. So help out the Lincolnton Lions Club and help them serve the needs of our county's blind and visually impaired residents. I wish I had a little more information on that, but I don't see a phone number or web address. And finally, here's some messages from the candidates for second VDG for the year 2022-23. This from Lion Dawson Hart of the Longview Lions Club. If elected second VDG in District 31L, I will work hard with Marilyn Wunderler and Susan Fernandez to help grow our district, and I will make myself available to any club who may need assistance or guidance of any kind. As a leader in District 31L, I will not be afraid to ask for assistance or guidance in dispensing my duties and will strive hard to make the district proud. I will always welcome suggestions or comments from any club to best serve my position as second VDG. And the other candidate, Eileen Artavia. Here's her message. I am thankful for the opportunity that I have serving with very distinguished Lions. It's Lions like you which motivate and inspire me to be the next generation of Lions. I want to lead and guide District 31L into the future, not forgetting the wisdom and knowledge of the ones who have gone before me. Some people might say that my employment with NCLI is a conflict of interest. I say that it gives me a unique perspective to the job I am seeking. Make no mistake, I know that it is a job, not a title, that I seek. I have no problem stepping aside for matters of NCLI salary and personnel issues, and for the rest, I would be but one vote among many, but I would be one vote made with the best interest of my district and not myself only. I would be very grateful to you for your support and will need you to continue your valuable relationship and insight should my efforts be successful. If you need any clarification, please contact me at 828-308-8137. Sincerely, Eileen Artavia. Well, that's the end of the November 2021 District 31L Lions newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lions newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.